interpretation would be welcome. The issue before me is, this will create two undersized lots, and is that the intent that we really want? I think you should be addressing that. Is it the positive negative of creating two undersized lots?
Well, so, okay, so if you're concerned about lot size, by your current ordinance, the section of the ordinance that permits this home to be constructed is permitting the construction of two units on an undersized lot anyway.
Well, it's permitting it on a large sized lot where it does not create any variances.
But it's actually permitting it on an undersized lot by that section of the ordinance, because in order to build this building fully compliant and don't have a certificate of nonconformity, it needs to be a 60-foot lot.
Yeah. But the building already exists. So
Correct. All
these conditions and discussions really are we creating two undersized lots by following through on the subdivision? That, to me, is the essence of
So you are creating two undersized lots, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I don't see the negative impact to doing that.
Okay.
Go ahead.
If I may, I mean, I appreciate and respect the position of where that's at, but at the end of the day, I'm still going to have two deeds. The structure is going to be exactly the same. I mean, to John's point, I had no variances whatsoever needed to be able to start construction. So at the end of the day, I'm still going to have two deeds. Is it two deeds with one piece of land, or is it two deeds as a fee simple situation?
It's kind of out of context because you had a duplex. Okay, so now you're going to do a side-by-side condominium. And now all of a sudden it's easier to finance it. It becomes two undersized lots. So, I mean, you know, it's condominium. And that's why, I mean, if you had come in and presented this as a fee simple from day one, I think it would be different.
They've
given fee simple side by sides. Okay.
Yeah.
It's just that, you know, I guess
my thing from a planning perspective is the fact that the building is under construction. I don't know if that changes the facts of the case.
It's the same thing other than it's not a condominium, it's a fee simple undersized lot. That's all.
But also
side by side duplex. It's acceptable. They're all over. Mm-hmm. You know, go out to Ventnor Heights. There's 20 of them on the street. And it's the same thing. I mean, I just think it's, you know, little bit, yeah. I mean, it's out of context, but you know. I mean, I can live with it personally, but you know, I just, you know, you had a condominium, you build it, you sell it, you live in one, go on.
Well, the reason we're back is because there's a lot of people now don't want to deal with a two-unit condominium, don't want to have to form an LLC to open up bank accounts. Don't want to have master fire policies, master flood policies, when it's only a two-unit. If you're living in 5,000 Boardwalk, it's one thing.
Well, yeah.
But, you know, so a lot of people now just want to have fees simple, go easily get their mortgage, turn it in. They don't have to review condominium documents. You don't have to talk about a pet. You don't have to talk about leasing the property. You know, you don't have to talk about, you know, do
you
I have
put
to
all
run?
That, you put all that in the master deed, and it's laid out specifically, and either agree to it or buy something else.
Well, that becomes the problem. When you have a two-unit building, that's what it is. It becomes a problem. You either have to agree to it or not.
I would say our concern as a board is with the implications of what happens to the land, the lots that are created, since this is a subdivision request. Financial considerations of who buys it, how they buy it, is not the jurisdiction of this board. And I don't think we should entertain that discussion because it's none of our business. What our concern is, what are the consequences of doing this subdivision? I think that's where we should pertain our conversation.
And to your point, Raman, I think that had you come before the board originally and ask us to give you what you're now asking for with a laundry list of variances, we would probably say, no, it's not going to happen. So from my eyes, I look at this like it's not been built. And that's the way we're always supposed to look at a structure or a project. You know, if it's already built, that's really, it's not on us. You know, that's up to the, that's the responsibility of the owner or the applicant, right. You know. It sounds like you just want, this is like more convenient for you. And I understand why you would want that, you know, but as a board, we're not, in, we don't like to be in the business of giving 12 variances for one project. It doesn't really work well.
And I've struggled with this on a number of projects because of this ordinance. I don't see the distinction when you have an ordinance that specifically permits exactly what you're proposing to build.
I understand that. We've had those projects before us in the past,
right.
You know, but we have to be guided by what we have on the books. And, you know, if time to make a change, then so be it. But for now, that's not on the books.
Fair enough. And if I may, just one final thing. That was also part of it. I mean, this wasn't a convenient situation. I actually spent money that I didn't have to. But it was also, since I'm before this board frequently and I'm pretty involved in the community, I also wanted the board to be able to see that there is something that we do need to revise in our ordinance.
Well, we look at things all the time. And you're right. You know, the laws aren't perfect the way they are now. And we work with them the best way we can.
Do any other board members have questions?
Well, comment. I think condominium ownership and condominium properties allow densities that normally wouldn't be allowed, you know, on a single family situation. And I think this is the perfect example of that. As a condominium, it fits. As two single families attached, I mean, the amount of variance is necessary in order to do that, make it certainly not palatable to the board.
And that's why we went back to the original question. Why would the board change the bulk variance requirements from that structure to a two single family? Why? Where's the change from 10, 10, 5, and 5 to 12, 12, 7, and 7? What was the rationale?
I think
the board doesn't make the ordinance.
I mean, it's a non-conforming. It's a non-conforming use. Okay, it's a single-family zone. Okay, so if you came in and you had a 50-foot lot and you didn't have a CNC,
I'd be building a single.
You'd be building a single-family home.
Correct.
Okay, so you got a CNC opportunity to make it a two-family dwelling, and you have the ability under condominium ownership to
sell those two units.
That's a condominium.
Correct.
Okay, but it's, like I said, it's kind of out of context when it's this far along. I mean, look what we had. We had one last month where the guy tore the house down, and that was really bad because he didn't get this far.
He didn't have a CNC.
That's all. It's just, but I mean, it's.
No, he had the CNC. I mean, yeah, I agree with you. His last month, it's very simple. If he has the CNC for three units and the building's still sitting there, then he has leverage over you because he can now say, you don't want to give me the duplex? Fine, I'll leave it.
We're veering again into
right.
Ownership costs. We should be sticking to the fact of division and creating a subdivision. I'll ask Roger to give his report.
Down on Hillside Avenue, he had the same situation. He wound up building a single, you know, because of the situation. But I don't know. Personally, I don't have a problem with it. But from when you look at it from a zoning standpoint, it doesn't feel right. That's all.
And don't we have to consider that if you're subdividing the land, and that someday this property could be torn down?
And then we still have these two small ones.
Right.
Yeah.
Then we have to consider.
Yeah, I mean, it's south side. It's a single family lot. Under a CNC, you have the ability to keep it a two family dwelling, which is fantastic. But you, it's tough to come back at this point to make it fee simple. And it's, you know, it's unfortunate, but I don't know.
Roger, you can save your tones. We're going to just withdraw the application.
So you're officially withdrawing?
Yes.
Okay. It's a beautiful structure.
If I want to withdraw one, this is the right one to withdraw.
In seeing the site, I love what you're doing. It really blends in to the street. So I think you have a win-win there.
I would also say
I'm going to live there.
Yep. Open it up to the public. I want to see how many neighbors come out against this application. Okay.
That's out of context, too.
I think the public doesn't say that the big picture of what it creates. I'm not saying that there wouldn't be a right, but...
Like I said, I don't have a problem with it when it comes this way.
We try to kind of bring it to everybody's attention, because when we did the Portland Avenue property, that thing, like, with the exception of the use variance, met or exceeded all the ordinance, all the setbacks and ordinances. But once we put that zero lot line in, it kicked off eight more, and there was no reason to do that. And I figured this was a good example to try to say, hey.
You know, you'll never have a problem selling that, for sure.
It's sold.
You're close to the beach.
It's all respectfully, it's sold.
It's already sold.
It was sold. I had five
orders
for 24 hours. I was only sharing with the other man. I'm going to be clear. It's sold. I'm okay either way.
Right.
Most of the people who came to us said, can you do it as fee simple? We'd rather not. But we will still buy it if we have to. But can you do it? So here we are.
Now,
right.
Okay. Well, thank you, gentlemen.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We also need to get Lance and Tim out of here. Guys, have a good evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Here is more.
It's probably not. Here's my house. I think you can read that.
No.
I shouldn't say this, but we need a
motion. I don't want that.
Okay. Is there any new business?
Is there any what?
New business.
Can I hear a motion to...
No, I want to just have a conversation.
I'd like to have a discussion.
Okay.
And, well, it's not good to have been us, but I think we need to be really careful about creating lots because of the Harvard Avenue lot. That should, in my opinion, I voted against that. That should never have been subdivided the way it was.
Which one?
Harvard Avenue. The one we just approved.
Which? Where?
9, 12.
Nine, the one we just...
Years ago, it was a subdivision.
For that zone, it's an undersized lot. Okay. And even though they did a great job of the design, right? They did a good job of the design, they did a good job of the court for the variances. But why are we creating undersized lots? Because I know the applicant wanted it that way.
I think we knew that was going to come back down.
Yeah, of course we knew it. You know.
I mentioned it.
And want something else.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, it's huge and the lot is enormous. And all they didn't need that much.
But the water kind of created a hardship for that.
It did.
That's always a given.
And the fact that they were able to whittle it down to two, I mean, that's 15-foot front. I mean, that's on any of the waterfront lots.
And there's no problem.
On Surrey, on Derby, on Harvard, they all at some point require that variance because they're just not.
Yeah, we give relief along
well,
the
way
all the time. Yeah, but I'm saying
But it should have been done better from the beginning.
The problem I'm seeing in other towns I work with, when they do these fee simple lots and they're creating these undersized lots, is when they want to do something later on. Right. It's a hardship now because it's an undersized lot.
Yeah, and so
more narrow.
To Wendy's point,
created it that way.
I mean, to Wendy's
point, that's a problem.
I think it
the ordinance makes it distinction.
Yes,
they met the criteria for data CNC.
I can't hear you.
Listen, I'm pro develop. You know what I mean?
Oh.
But
we understand
this just doesn't
sit well.
Yeah, I mean, look. You know, you got a CNC. God bless you. Okay? You can build a two-family dwelling in a single-family neighborhood, a block and a half from the beach. Okay? But then, well, I don't want to buy it.
None of our concern.
You hit the nail.
Find somebody your point.
Correct, too. I mean, anything that they do to that property, once they rent out the variance, it becomes a non-conformity.
Yeah.
You got to jump through hoops every time you want to.
I mean, you got to have some constraints.
Well, my feeling was, procedurally, if we approve this subdivision, with, right now, the site has no variances, we would be initiating and enabling 16 variances to be created. Because of our approval, 16 variances, I mean, okay.
You're creating a problem.
You're creating a problem. So therefore, we are having a hand in doing something that we're not supposed to. That's why I said at the very beginning, it's so great that that other applicant removed variances, and here, our action would create variances. So we have to say no.
It's easier to finance, it's easier to do a lot of different things. You don't have to worry about your neighbor.
It is, but you know, it's like some hoops.
That's
not a reason to grant a variance. No.
Right. There's no associations. Somebody gets a building, you go over and just split it 50%.
Right.
What do you do about that?
You're very limited to what you can do. I have a case in front of the planning board in Margate where 14 townhomes, 14 apartments were constructed back in 1978. Subdivided in 1983 for fee simple. 14 individual lots, all undersized lots. Now the guy on the end has a larger lot than the guy in the middle. He wants to put a swimming pool in. So I'm like, all right, well, that's screwing up the lot coverage for the entire site. Because I look at it as it was approved as 14 units. All the lot coverage was based on 14 units as a whole complying. Now I have to look at it as an individual undersized property, and they want a pool, and nobody else can have a pool.
But can you just decide how you want to look at it? I mean, but that's you're breaking off that one unit and looking at that, where the whole idea was...
Well, I'm looking at it to make it more difficult for the guy who wants to do this. Because to me, the intent of that original application was a whole. Right. They met all the requirements as a whole.
But there's no language that says that.
Well, I've dug up some language from 1983 where all these conditions were. And that's something we have to look at when we approve something like this. Because we will end up approving something like this for whatever reason. The conditions, some of the conditions were no expansion of the property, no expansion of other improvements. And now it's like semantics. What's an improvement? To me, a pool is an improvement. So addressing that type of language in any application, I think, is very, you know, really having strong conditions and following through on it.
Yeah.
Like having a homeowners association, all the homeowners have to agree on this. That's never happening now.
Issue that Roger and I talked about was on the Martindale site. You know, he made a comment, well, maybe, you know, you don't really need to do the governor's strip because it's recently been paved. So he and I got into the discussion, point being that the city of Ventnor cements governor's strips every time they do a curve.
Right. Mm. Well, here's the thing.
My feeling is our position here is try to eliminate all that concrete, we're going across purposes. So Roger says, well, in Margate, the commissions there have created an ordinance that says we're not going to cement governor strips.
Right.
And that's something we need to have our commission.
Yeah.
So I'm going to meet with Lance on Friday, because I have to talk to him about a island.
I submitted that to...
Oh, great.
Well, when they did the streets down on Lafayette, Wyoming, all back there, people had come to me, and builders, and said, listen, this is a great time to get the governor's strips. Okay, I went to Lance, and he researched it, and he said, our bids are already completed, but we will do this in the future. Thank you. but the bid was already...
But it should also be in the ordinance. And what I was telling Roman is...
But somebody's got to stay on top of that.
Right. Whenever the city gets funding, whether it's federal funding, state funding, or local funding, when we pave a road and we have to change a grade, when we put new curbs in, we replace what was there. Because if you take out concrete and some owner put that in and we're taking it out, they get pissed off. So we put back what's in there just to lessen the argument. So if you put it in the ordinance that it has to be grass, as redevelopment occurs and goes down, people have to put the grass in. So now you're putting grass back in where grass was, right, instead of concrete where concrete
was. So it has to be in the ordinance.
Should be in the ordinance.
But wouldn't the bid be cheaper?
not if a concrete guy bid on it, because he's banking on all that concrete.
Plus, then wouldn't it be more work? You got to box it out, and then, you know, because you're not putting concrete. To me, it's like more work to set up the forms and everything.
It's actually easier.
There's also another trade you have to bring in.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Since I live one block away from Margate, I spend a lot of time in Margate because it's just so convenient. You know, I go to the post office in Margate because it's more convenient than going all the way here to the Acme. So I look at the streets and I say, these houses are exactly what we have in Ventnor, but why doesn't Ventnor have that pizzazz? Oh, well, because they have governor strips with grass on every street. They've got street trees. It's attractive. When you go down some of our streets, especially near me, it's all concrete.
Well, that street trees are optional here. We're mandatory in Margate. Yeah.
That's why I want to be on that shade tree commission.
Well, the other thing, something I want to do in Margate, but it's, you need a shade tree commission to do it, is if you wave street trees in like a beach block, which we normally do, but they got to contribute to a fund.
Yes.
Contribute to a fund.
Right.
That the city will have. That yes. The city can plant street trees somewhere else.
Right.
And
right. And the people who own a beach block can afford a $350 fee for a tree.
And the Atlantic County Utilities Authority is offering thousands of trees this month for free. You know, we just need to take them and have the means to plant them. Anyway, anything else we need to talk about? I wanted to cut this meeting down as quickly as possible.
I just want to touch on something we kind of looked at tonight, is the criteria I used to differentiate between the duplex or two-family to the conditional use of attached single-family. Attached single-family requires larger lots for a reason. Mm-hmm. Yep. They met the criteria for the duplex or two-family. Fine. And if they didn't have the C and C, they'd be shoot out of luck.
Maybe if you build a single family, or if you tore it down. If you had a CNC and you tore it down.
Like last week.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, throwing in that conditional use of having a CNC helps a lot of people. Yeah. It does. And, you know, I think we honor that and we appreciate that. But to me, all right, well, we got this now, but we want to change the ownership. We want this now, even though we don't meet the requirements. We want that. Well, you should have started with that.
Where did all this come from? All of a sudden, you got a house
And where was the analogy on Portland Avenue? There's single-family dwellings, right?
The corner.
No, they did the five attached units that they did fee simple, so it was a subdivision. But it was one big, you know, it was five units. But again, three of those units burned down. What do you do?
Well, that's the problem.
But I don't think they required 12 variances either over there. We wouldn't have gone for that. Well, that was the problem across the street with the Sun Bank. I mean,
The townhouses.
Oh yeah.
But behind it, on the beach side. Uh-huh. Yeah, they came out against.
I'm still a court.
They wanted to build eight.
Right.
And.
It's a lot for that.
Oh, but yeah.
It was really crowded. Right. So. I think
there
was more than eight, wasn't it?
There was eight. I have a plan.
Yeah, small site for eight.
They did. And they were, I think, six was the number. No.
Anyway, I think we're all on the same page, and, you know.
Well, I mean, look, I deal with FAA all the time, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, this is not the time to talk about this. sell it, making money, God bless you.
Yeah.
You know?
You
wind up, you pick your neighbor.
He's been harping on me, you gotta change the ordinance to reduce the variance.
That's what I think.
That's never happened.
But you can do this, or you can do that.
Right.
You can't do this, then do that.
I'll make that.
Second?
I believe.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
All right.
Thank you for making my job pleasant.